In all of Tanakh, there's only one human being who is explicitly identified as a tzaddik, and that's Noach. He is tamim, without flaw. Hashem saves him and his family alone from the entire world, which makes the following medrash hard to understand. The Torah says, V'hamabul hayamayim al ha'aretz, the flood was water upon the land, and then Noach, his sons, his wife, the wives of his sons with him, entered the boat, mipnei mehamabul, because of the floodwaters. As a result of the floodwaters, that's why they entered. Rabbi Yochanan in a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah calls our attention to the cause and effect, the water's arrival leading to Noach's entry into the boat, and he comments, Noach was miktanei amana, he was lacking in faith. Had the water not reached his ankles, he wouldn't have entered the boat. How can that be? He built the boat. He's a tzaddik. He's tamim. So the Ifei Toar on Bereishis Rabbah says Noach believed in Hashem, but he thought Hashem was bluffing. The Kli Yakar suggests Noach believed in Hashem, he just thought that the people were going to repent. But Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev said something that is mind-blowing to me. Yes, Noach believed in Hashem. But this medrash is saying that Noach didn't believe in himself. Lo haya lo emuna ba'atzmo, he didn't believe in himself. He thought he was unworthy. That's why he was unsure about entering the boat. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak applied this idea to explain why we don't see Noach daven to save the rest of humanity, as Avraham davened for Sdom. He said Noach thought, if Hashem is saving me, surely Hashem is also saving many others. And if Hashem isn't saving them, then who am I to appeal it? I have no power to influence what Hashem does. So Noach didn't try. But there's one other tzaddik in Tanakh, and he had a surplus of confidence, and that's Yosef. Yosef is not explicitly called a tzaddik. But in Amos, Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, 2:6, he describes the sins of the Jewish people, and he mentions Al Michram Bakesef Tzadik, selling a tzadik for silver. The Medrash says that's a reference to Yosef's brothers selling him. Yosef is the tzadik. Parenthetically, the Medrash also explains there how Noach and Yosef earn the title of tzadik. It's because they take care of others. But that's its own drasha. Yosef, the other tzadik, demonstrates stupendous confidence that everything is going to work out, and Hashem is going to help him. He tells his brothers about his dreams, certain that they're going to be as thrilled as he is. He puts himself in harm's way by going to them alone in the field, knowing lo yachlu dabro l'shalom, they can't speak to him peacefully. In an Egyptian jail, he persists in identifying himself as an Ivri, saying, gunov gunavti me eretz ha'ivrim, I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews. Even though the Egyptians don't like Ivrim, they don't eat with Ivrim. In our parsha, he's very clear with Paro in interpreting his dreams, crediting the interpretation to Hashem. He even gives Paro advice on running his economy. He arranges every step of his plan to get Binyamin to Mitzrayim, to put the brothers in the position of choosing between the son of Rachel and their own safety again, confident that he won't be found out, confident that they're going to do what he expects them to do. As an aside, there are many parallels between Yosef in his confidence and another person in Tanakh who has immense confidence in himself and his relationship with Hashem, and that's David HaMelech. In general, Yosef and David are similarly described as Yifei Mar'eh, of beautiful appearance. They are younger brothers who serve as shepherds. Their older brothers have been told that the younger brother is going to reign over them. Their big journey begins when the older brothers are off on a mission and the younger one is sent to them and specifically asked to find their shalom. The older brother reacts harshly to the younger brother. With David, it's Eliyav. With Yosef, it's Shimon and Levi. And both missions of these younger brothers lead to the younger brother becoming close with the king, who eventually arranges a marriage for the younger brother. There are many parallels between David and Yosef, and David has this incredible confidence in his relationship with Hashem. Why does Yosef have such confidence, though? Let's go back to Yosef and Noach. Why does Yosef have such confidence when Noach does not? After all, it's true that Yosef has dreams, but Noach had direct communication from Hashem. He should be confident as well. Perhaps it's because Yosef is heir to a heritage of family members who have a special relationship with Hashem. His great-grandfather Avraham was told by Hashem that he was special and protected by Hashem. His grandmother Rivka was identified when still in Aram as special and chosen by Hashem. Avraham's servant made a point of telling her that. His father Yaakov has a unique bris of protection from Hashem, and unlike his older brothers, Yosef never sees his father Yaakov as an indentured slave to Laban. He grows up after that, when Yaakov is already working for himself. His mother Rachel was treated as special, as seen when the family met Esav and she was placed in the last, most protected position. So Yosef believes that Hashem is with him, and any need he has is going to be addressed. All of which brings me to our tefillos, our davening. The Rambam teaches that there's a biblical mitzvah of davening daily. We're told, La'ovdo b'chol levavchem, we're supposed to serve Hashem with all of our hearts, and the Rambam says that's a reference to davening. But Ramban disagrees. He says the biblical mitzvah to daven is only in a time of tzara, it's in a time of trouble. And he says it's not really a mitzvah of davening at all. It's actually a mitzvah of emunah. No mar shehi mitzvah le'ez hatzaros shena'amin shehu yisbarach v'yis'ale shomea tefila v'hu ha'matzil min hatzaros b'tefila uza'aka. The mitzvah is to believe that Hashem hears our tefillah and saves us from trouble when we daven. Ramban is telling us that we have a mitzvah of choosing between the two tzaddikim. We could be like Noach, and then we won't daven because we'll feel like Hashem isn't listening. Or we could be like Yosef, heir to a tradition of a special relationship with Hashem, confident that Hashem will hear and respond. We need to be like Yosef. That will move us to daven, not just for ourselves, but for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Early in my trip to Israel in November, I met with many people, but one of them was Zev Schwartz, head of Torah Mitzion. His son, in Aza, is a unit commander, and he and his 30 soldiers were proceeding with a tank, and the tank hit a bomb, and it was blown up. It was an ambush. They came under heavy fire, which forced them into a booby-trapped house. They were facing at least 10 terrorists. Miraculously, all 30 soldiers came out alive. And Zev said to me at the time that even as we mourn the deaths, and it's been a heart-wrenching week of deaths, we have to remember that miracles are happening daily. Our tefillos are making a major difference. He was very emphatic about that. You know, to be candid, when I daven, I often feel like, who am I? What can I do? How can I say something that Hashem is going to listen to? But we can't think that way. Gemara warns us that anyone who can daven for others and doesn't do so is a chote, is a sinner. Hashem has told us that we do have the standing to intervene. Hashem says in Tehillim, Harchev picha va'am aleihu, open your mouth wide, I will fill it. We can work miracles, we can speak miracles. So when we hear someone sick, we ask for their name, so we can daven for them with confidence. When we feel that we're lacking something ourselves, we reach out to Hashem with confidence. And when Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, our family in Israel, are suffering, we should open our Tehillim and our hearts with confidence. At the end of Yosef's life, this now elder statesman made two confident commitments. He told his brothers, Elokim pakod yivkod eschem ve'ela eschem in aretz hazos. Hashem is going to recall you and bring you up from this land. And he gathered the Jews as a whole and declared an oath, pakod yivkod Elokim eschem, Hashem is going to recall you. When Hashem does, bring my bones up with you. Fast forward 2 centuries, and Hashem tells Moshe to rescue the Jews. Hashem tells Moshe to speak to the Jews with Yosef's confident words. Tell the Jews, Pakod Pakadati Eschem, I have recalled you. And those words have a deep impact on the Jews. Vayamein ha'om vayishme'u ki fakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. The nation believes. They hear that Hashem has recalled the Jewish people. Yosef's confident words convince them. We are not the heirs of Noach's insecurity. We are the heirs of Yosef, of David, of a long tradition of confidence that Hashem is listening. As Ramban said, Mitzvah le'ez hatzaros shenamin shehu yisbarach v'yis'ale shomea tefila. It is a mitzvah in a time of trouble to believe that Hashem listens to davening. Let us hear those confident words. Let us speak those confident words in our tefila. Hashem will hear them, and Hashem will respond.